I'm Caroline Hugg, and welcome to The Wealth Show from CityWire. In this episode, I'm joined with Morningstar Global Director of Sustainability Research, Hortense Buoy, to speak about how the FCA's sustainable disclosure requirements will affect the fund industry. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Caroline, for having me.
So maybe it's easiest to start off by elaborating on what it is exactly the FCA is trying to implement.
Sure. So the Sustainability Disclosure Requirements, SDR, are, as the name suggests, a set of requirements that will enhance the disclosure of ESG investment practices, so to improve transparency and limit greenwashing. So SDR also includes labels for retail investment products. The FCA proposed three sustainable labels for investment products: sustainable focus, sustainable improvers, and sustainable impact. So the first one, sustainable focus, are for those funds that invest mainly in assets that are sustainable. The second one, sustainable improvers, invest in assets that are not sustainable today, but should improve over time and become sustainable over time. And the last one, sustainable impact. So these are for funds that invest in solutions to achieve real world impact.
The FCA has since kind of received criticism from various fund firms. T. Rowe Price, for example, denounced the sustainable impact label as being overly narrow. Would you agree with this?
So, yes, is a simple answer. So T. Rowe Price took issue with the fact that this third label that I talked about, the sustainable impact label, applies criteria that are too stringent. To qualify for this label, an investment must demonstrate additionality. This means that the fund would need to invest in primary markets or private markets where it's easier to evidence an investor contribution. But the problem is that primary markets represent a narrow and often illiquid universe of investments, which would not be suitable for retail investors. There is also the fact that the sustainable impact label requires 100% of investments to deliver impact. 100% is very high compared, for example, with the 70% threshold that applies to the sustainable focus label. So as a result, we expect a limited number of funds to apply for this sustainable impact label, which essentially would make the label less relevant. That's why T. Rowe Price advocates for a fourth label or a subcategory within the sustainable impact label that combines both listed equity and fixed income impact investments. That would make sense, we think. Or if the FCA wants to keep the number of labels to three, then it would need to drop the requirement of additionality. What we propose at Morningstar Sustainetics is also to rename the impact label to solutions, because we think that it will make it easier to discern between focus and impact fund, and also to avoid confining the word or the use of the word impact to products with this label.
CCLA also suggested a sustainable label should be given across the asset manager as opposed to just on a fund level. What do you think the consequences of this would be?
The CCLA also suggests that the sustainable improver category should be reserved for funds that are managed by asset managers with a consistent, a positive active ownership strategy. I don't know if it's a necessary requirement, to be honest. Also, that would limit the universe of options for investors again. What we know is that voting and engagement activities, which constitute stewardship activities, are typically done at the firm level. And at Morningstar, we do assess these activities at the firm level in our ESG commitment level rating for asset managers to help investors with their due diligence at firm level. But in our view, this sort of rating should complement the due diligence that investors do at fund level and not replace it. The FCA says that a firm must disclose its strategy and resources, so including any differences or conflicts between its firm level and product level stewardship strategies. So that should be enough to help investors make better informed decisions.
How has the FCA responded to the industry reaction?
Well, I think reactions have been mixed. The better positioned asset managers are broadly happy with the SDR proposal. Others have pushed back for several reasons, and some have concerns around how SDR will fit with SFDR, for example. There are also uncertainties around some of the criteria that would make a fund qualify for some labels. So, for example, the proposal says that a sustainable focus funds must meet a credible standard. But what is a credible standard? There is no complete standard today, and there is no consensus on what constitutes a sustainable investment. That's why we think that it will be crucial that firms clearly explain their definitions when they start reporting. To get a label, a product manufacturer must also disclose unexpected investments. What does that mean? Unexpected investments can be helpful, but also complex, inconsistent, and difficult to compare across products. What we recommend here at Morningstar is that all three labels include a set of screens that avoid sectors or holdings associated with significant negative impacts. This would align better with current practice, actually, and it would be easier for investors to understand what the fund will not hold without having to be familiar with individual companies or securities. So, yes, there are uncertainties. There are also an amalgamation of regulatory requirements with the European Union, and the proposal doesn't necessarily match current practice. It will require asset managers to enhance some of the strategies and also change the name of the funds. It will certainly have a lot of implications for asset managers.
Another thing I am interested in is how the FCA SDR proposals are going to differ from the EU sustainable finance disclosure regulation. So you mentioned that the SFDR was never intended to be a labeling regime. It's a disclosure regime. And I'm just wondering, will this be a challenge for fund firms with a presence in both EU and UK markets who have to comply with the requirements in both jurisdictions?
So the FCA hasn't announced yet what's going to happen to funds domiciled outside of the UK and that are distributed in the UK. Right now, the plan is to let those funds be distributed in the UK under what it's called a temporary regime. So will these funds be subject to the same rules as UK domicile funds? That remain to be seen. These funds, most of which are domiciled in the EU, represent a large chunk of the market. And it would be very odd to have funds in the UK subject to two different regimes. In SFDR, there is a principal adverse impact. There is the notion of taxonomy alignment and do not significant harm principles. SDR has none of that. SDR is based on different concepts. So, yeah, what's going to happen to this EU fund? It's still a question mark. And as I said, you know, if we end up with two regimes in one market, that would be odd. That would be certainly confusing for investors. And that would undermine the purpose of SDR.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining, Hortense. That's all the time we have for today.
Thank you very much, Caroline. It was a pleasure.